Amen. You may be seated in the name of the Lord. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. I don't know what comes to your mind when you read these particular verses, when the Apostle Paul lays this thing out for us. Bless and don't curse, and bless those who persecute you, and rejoice with those who rejoice, and do not repay evil for evil, and be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. And if it's possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, it is mine to avenge, I will repay. On the contrary, if your enemy's hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you'll heap burning coals on his head. One of the most challenging things to do in the kingdom is when you deal with people, especially deal with people who may not necessarily be righteous and may not be doing the right thing. The other day, I was kind of flicking through television, and I was came across, I'm sure maybe you've seen it, this Ninja Warrior thing in which the people are doing this obstacle course of this ninja thing, and they're running on something that's spinning, and I watched it, I thought to myself, who trains to be able to climb a rope? Who trains to be able to run on something? Sometimes the Word of God and the Apostle Paul especially can have a tendency to lay out a challenge that just seems so broad. Sometimes when I come into contact with a passage like this, even someone that, even me who has been saved almost all my life and preaching for a long time, I wonder to myself, Lord, how can I possibly do this challenge that the Word has laid out? And what's more, Lord, are you saying these kinds of things just to be tough? Are you giving us an obstacle course just for the obstacle course itself? I mean, are you actually calling us to do all of these different things? What is really the point of this? And I've come to the understanding that God is not telling us to do a tough thing just to do a tough thing. He's telling us to do a tough thing because he knows how the world works. He understands that you cannot repay evil for evil, because when you give back evil that is given to you, all you do is build up more evil. That you have to decide within yourself that there isn't anything that anyone can do that will cause you to act lower than what you ultimately are called to be. That is a lot easier said than done. Somebody got to talk. It is one thing to say it, something else altogether to do it. For you to not allow people to impact the way that you carry yourself. For you to say, I have a relationship with God. I have gotten the pull. I'm walking by faith and not by sight. There is a way in which I'm going. There is a way in which God has called me. And I absolutely refuse to allow people to cause me to walk in a lower place than what God has really called me to do. As a matter of fact, I realize that one of the ways that the enemy attacks people is through people. And so if there is an attack that is coming against me by people, it really is a sign that God really is doing something really amazing in my life. And I'm a lot closer to my blessing and my destiny than I really had imagined. And I have to be careful, because if I give out evil, all I do is increase the evil that comes back to me. If I make up in my mind that I refuse to be overcome by evil, but to overcome evil with good. Part of the reason why I get up in the morning and worship is to overcome evil with good. Part of the reason why I get up in the morning and worship and sing and read the word is because I want enough storage of good so that no evil thrown against me can overwhelm me, so that I will not be weary in my well-doing, because I will reap a harvest if I faint not. I speak that. That I do not have to be afraid that somebody who does evil is going to get away with anything. As a matter of fact, if I answer back evil for the evil that comes at me, all I do is increase the evil that is in my own life. That the reason why the enemy has people seed evil into us is because he's trying to see if our ground is fertile enough to cultivate evil that he sends our way. And I refuse to water or fertilize the evil that people may throw at me. When they throw evil at me, I refuse to accept it. I have decided to follow Jesus, and I have decided, as hard as it is, to not let workers or co-workers or people that got something to say or people at school or somebody on my job or somebody in my family or somebody in my world to cause me to be lower than what God has called me to be. I refuse to be dragged down by negativity. I have decided that the only way for there to be more evil is for me to feed into the evil that comes to me. Can I get a witness in the building? To not be overcome by evil, but to overcome evil with good. I recently saw the It movie. Number two. I don't know how many of you saw It 2. It 1 and It 2. Y'all see It 1 and 2? Young folk, Lord Jesus, I saw both of them. Well, some of y'all are like, no, I saw both of them. I saw both movies. If you've never seen it, spoiler alert, one of the things that happens at the end of the second movie is the way that they defeat the monster. They come to the understanding that the monster actually appears and is a representation of whatever it is they fear individually. In the movie, the monster only manifests as whatever they fear. Everyone's individual fear is the form that the monster takes on. So if you're afraid of birds, then he manifests as a bird. If you're afraid of giants, he manifests. If you're afraid of spiders, he manifests as a spider. That ultimately, the enemy is a manifestation of whatever fear you already have. And the way that they defeated the monster is that they decided to come together and to imagine the monster as less than what they feared he could be. And the more that they imagined that he was nothing and lower and smaller and able to be defeated, when they came together and decided that he was small and little and weak and vulnerable, he became exactly what they saw him to be, and they killed him. I need a witness in the building. The enemy is whatever you allow him to be. If you decide that you are a conqueror victorious, if you decide that you are a child of the Most High God, and you refuse to feed into the evil that the enemy tries to tell you that he is, you will find that he is under your feet. I need a witness. You will find that he is a lion with no teeth. You will find that the enemy that you thought was so strong was only strong in your own imagination. You'll come to the understanding that the enemy has the power that you give him. And if you decide to open up your mouth and speak life and not death, blessings and not cursings, nothing can by any means hurt you. But the more evil you speak, the more evil you see. I want every one of us in here tonight to make up in our minds to not be overcome by evil, but to overcome evil with good. Believe me, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. You cannot be weary in your well-doing. You will reap a harvest if you faint not. Your supervisor is rude, you be kind. Help us, Holy Ghost. They cussing, you just give love. Do not repay evil for evil, but instead have faith that the good you sow will come back to you. Do I have a living witness in here? Can anybody say that's right, young people? We want you to know that if you love enough, love will come back. If you believe enough, belief will come back. If you have enough faith, it will come back to you. Never let the enemy talk you out of the blessing that you know is in walking in the truth. And the louder the voice of the enemy, the more likely that the one he's afraid of is you. Nothing makes the enemy more nervous than believers who know who they are in Christ. If you believe that, can you put your hands together and bless the Lord? Jump on your feet. Reach out and grab somebody's hand. Let's pray. Thank you for being with us tonight. Awesome service. It's 8:33. We're going to go to the fellowship hall. Family members of baptismal candidates invited. We're just going to fellowship with one another. And if you got to go, you got to go. If you have a child in child care, please go grab them, please. Go get your baby. Don't just leave them there. Oh, they're going to be good. No, go get your child. And then we'll be here. We'll be around. And I really want us to love up on the folks that got baptized tonight. They got to know they are part of a family. Amen. And they're not in this thing by themselves. Nobody can be saved by themselves. It takes a village for us to walk in faith, to walk by faith and not by sight. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for our time together tonight. Thank you, Lord God, that there's truth in your word. Thank you that no weapon formed against us can prosper. Thank you, Lord God, for this moment and these people that got baptized, these young folk that got excited about you in a world where so many of them are getting excited about the wrong thing. Thank you, Lord God, for young folk excited about the right thing. Thank you, Lord God, for believers that came together to bless you. Thank you that it's still not too late. Thank you, God, that on this rock you are building your church and death won't stop it. Thank you for everyone in the room. Thank you for everyone that's watching live stream around the world. Thank you for the visitors that were with us for the very first time. Now, God, have your way in us. We speak life. We speak life. In the name of Jesus, there is healing in this place. We speak blessing over this room. In the name of Jesus, we speak prosperity. We speak joy. We speak peace in the name of Jesus. Sweet sleep tonight in the lives of your people until you bring us back again together to worship you. Watch over us, protect us, and bring us back on Sunday to honor you. The visitors, strengthen them. Bring them back again to worship with us. And God, as we always pray, let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in your sight. For God, you're our rock and our redeemer. And so God, one last blessing. Bless your people. Be gracious to your people. Smile on your people. Show favor to your people and give them peace. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. We all sit together. Amen. God bless you. Greet somebody in the name of the Lord. Give somebody a holy hug. You are dismissed. God bless you.